not going to have. Here's, you had a number.
4 months is next to it for 1.3 if you wanted to do 4 months expenses.
1.3 mm-hmm. is 4 months? 1.3.
We're at what? 1.3.
We're at 1.3, which that's what we're projecting to be on right now.
With everything that's being rolled over from this year?
Yes. We're projecting to come in 1,259,259.
Yeah, and I think it's...
So right here, we're under target. So if we drop 200, 200, then we're going to be under that by 200. We're going to be under the 4. Okay, so that's that one. So we got 100,000 in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
B, we're projecting... We got 147. We're taking 100 out of there. We take 100. We're 74. What's 4 months of B?
68,000.
How much?
68.
68K. That's over 68K. So 68. We're going to take 100 away. So we're 90. We still have 93 left over. So I don't think we should take any more out of the B. Take 147. That's for the excavator.
Oh.
So DB, we're gonna end at 882, or 823,000.
And 4 months is 537.
537 is 4 months. So if I was gonna, so we got eight, so we took 200,000 out, then we'd be down to 623, which still gives us 4 months, but I mean, yes. If I was going to take another 50, I would look at taking it there.
Yeah.
Under DB.
Yeah. Take another 50.
And then I think we got to live with it.
Yeah.
And then we got to hope that the revenues, you know, like if we, you know, made up next year, these air, you know, the short-term rentals rent come in and
the power of Champlain.
Well, that's another 2 years. But that's 2 years.
I thought they said it was next year.
We're not going to get that.
So when did they actually start paying? When the line's up and running, or when they start?
Not when they start. They get probably, you know, same thing with solar. They don't pay for it probably until the project's complete.
So
because the infrastructure is not there.
But once they go through Catskill, the infrastructure is there.
Done. Right.
Are they going to start paying?
That's right. What Renee said.
No, it's possible. Powers are
running. That I don't know the answer to, but we can find out.
Because I mean, we're still about a year and a half, 2 years out.
Right. It's going to be a 24-0 lease. You're going to see it. But that really, that is a game changer. That 259 is a big thing. I mean, then we could fund things a little more easily without having to scrap as much. And that's another opportunity to just continue to build. You know,
right.
Fund balance, yeah. I mean, that's why I think we got to hold the line on this. And I think, you know, long term, even short term, if we got major expenses, I don't want to keep going back to ARPA, but let's say that if we could not use ARPA to get our buildings in good shape, that we're not going to have
right.
emergencies.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I really would like to get something done at the end of this. And I don't know what that is as far as what's, you know, is it the, is, so maybe needs, I need to have maybe, I don't know, as far as I don't know what the answer is.
They're the most efficient form of heating anymore.
And you know, if that's the energy efficient thing, there might be some grant money we can get thrown at that. And
oh, so
that's what we're doing. Right. So, I mean, I think that would be nice. Because that's, I think, one of our problems.
Well, oh, every building's on your roof.
Right. I mean, we could look at we got the old study, and that's a good study that Delaware did years ago that we can still use. I mean, some of the problems that we had.
Right.
That
was Larry Stone. Yeah, Larry, that was the roofing engineer that did.
Well, that Campbell Wood?
Yeah.
Because we got that. I mean, like, there's a lot of places that he, you know, that we can, I mean, I'm not concerned about getting, but it's about getting the projects up there. We're at least getting
them. I mean, so at this number here with the 69, we're at 6.8.
All right. So what does that going to look like?
Well, we've been another 50 to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well just stay at the inflation.
Another 50 at the DB?
Yeah.
Just
DB. So let's go 197 of DB.
197.
It's easier if you don't write the odd numbers. We can go 200. 197. It doesn't matter if you're taking that thing. That's going to push the needle. Okay. Let's see what that looks like. We're getting there. We got adjustments. Wages, I mean,
yeah, that doesn't have any wage adjustments in it.
No.
No, but you're not talking. hundreds of thousands.
No, it's probably, it's not going to be, it's not a question deal.
No.
It's going to move in.
You're probably talking maybe, what, 15,000 altogether? If you even get to 15.
Everybody seen that?
I was looking at that, but what happens when someone gets to the end?
Then you just get your percentages, your steps are done.
So you just get your 3%?
Right.
Right, because what's going to happen when you get to the end, the last step is always, every step is going to go up whatever.
Well, just because the ambulance director's at the end.
I know.
See, that's why I like the one, that's why I like mine. Not saying mine, but.
Well, Mark's going to get a 3% extra, because he's already stepped, you know, because he's got a long career. But, right, and we can look at, for tonight, I think we just got to decide on if this is something, if this is close to our model.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can say, after.
Right, we could change it next year.
Right, a little bit. I mean, the ideal thing is, we spent the hell of a lot, a lot of talking about a lot of work in this, to be honest with you. So, ideally, next year when we get down to the nitty gritty of putting all these budgets together, unless somebody can say, hey, I took on this so much more workload, or I got, I went out and got all this enormous training, or whatever happens in the world, for the most part, your salary's going to be on this chart.
Right.
So, just another question with that chart. If we implement that, are we doing this on higher pay?
Yeah, it would have to be.
Well, no. Not now we're not, because we slotted in people already. So, on higher pay, no. We got care of.
Right, because you're going to get 3% plus your next step. You understand what I'm saying?
Which is
so usually you do your 3% in January, right. And then whatever date you're hired on, you'll get that second, third, fourth, fifth step is when you get that other.
I don't think these people are going to get changed until next January. But I mean, that was my thought. I didn't really give it a lot of thought, but because we stopped, because that's how we normally do January's here, right? And that's a good question. Like, in other words, if we got everybody's in the step process now, when are we going to, is it going to be on January that they get the next step?
It should be their anniversary date.
Yeah,
I think it should be their anniversary.
Because that's their full year.
That's your full year to that position.
Higher dates.
Not January. You know what I mean?
Higher dates. We have higher dates on everyone.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Full time. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody's rate changes. Was changing on their anniversary date, or their
it's in the past. It's been January 1st.
For your annual raise, yes, because that's all. When you start doing steps,
if you start doing steps, the step happens on your
anniversary.
You all get your 3% in January,
right? And then your step happens on your date of hire.
I think it's important to bring Kirsten in on that a little bit. I mean, is that going to be a bigger problem? It's just one more thing that we've got to figure out.
Shouldn't you just be able to be programmed into the thing else?
But you got to understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fine.
If you give everybody the raise in January, they're technically not there.
Yeah.
They're not in their step before. They're not hitting that 2-year mark, 3-year mark in January.
So at some point.
You could be hired in December. You know what I mean?
I get it. I mean, that's how our steps went. When my anniversary kicked, until I stepped out.
Right.
But you max out, then it's done.
Right.
And then you get your 3% on January.
Otherwise, you're getting it. You're really not doing a full year to get your step.
I mean, then we should evaluate it on where these steps are coming. Because otherwise, we're going to get some people are going to get it. If they got a step. We do this on. We're not going to give that raise. Then we're just going to give them a
3%.
3% on the first of the year.
Yep.
And then they get
the step. And then they get the step when they hit their anniversary.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Which still.
That's just like how they earn their time off. It's not their
anniversary. What we're giving people now is it? What's the consequence? What's the effect?
It's no different than their time off. Because they get their extra when they hit their anniversary date.
I understand all that, but I'm just saying we're trying to get some kind of numbers that work consistently across. So
at the end of the year,
that's still the same.
Yeah, at the end of the year,
everybody's first different one.
Right. Everybody, everybody's getting a raise, but it's at different times when you're at your...
Well, everyone's getting a 3%, and then everyone's getting every step. Yeah, but everyone else is getting their additional on their anniversary.
Right, at different times of the year. So nobody's getting left out.
That's how it works.
You may have 2 in May, and 3 in March, and 5 in June.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean,
you understand what I'm saying too, right?
No.
You do.
Because otherwise it's not a step, it's just a yearly raise.
Yeah.
Well, we can use it as a yearly raise. I mean, it doesn't...
But you shouldn't.
But then
if I've only worked here for 3 months, I don't deserve a step in January 1st.
Right.
I deserve it next November.
Right.
And to really muddy the waters, this is...
I mean, before everybody was flat. One, you know, same job, same pay.
Right.
If we moved January 1st, everybody got the money.
But we only got the 3%.
But that's why we have
They're still going to get that.
But that's why we have people coming in.
Everybody got it at the same time. Everybody made the same amount of money.
Right, and that was wrong.
Sure.
Yeah, someone with 15 years experience shouldn't be getting paid the same amount as someone with 6 months experience.
Should have told them when they started this crap up. Back then. Oh, smokes.
Right, so...
Because we got a mess on our hands.
We do have a mess, but we have to...
It's not really a mess once you put this in place.
Well, it is, because we have people that just started...
They skipped a couple tiers.
At a step 10.
Yeah.
Or 11. And...
So, all right, so Jim Henry, I mean, I don't know why, so then we're going to start, say, 1602. His anniversary happens to be in March, then we're going to move him up to the next level of 1636.
Yes.
So that's, it becomes difficult to...
No, good fact, until the following March.
But he'll get his 3%.
In January. Right, he's still going to get his 3%.
He just won't get the increment.
Until...
So maybe we can work on that. See, because now let's say Savannah. I mean, she was going to make 1971 with that's just with 3%. So we kind of slotted her in and set, you know, like the closest one that we had at the start of 1959.
When is her year anniversary?
She comes up. We hired her in the snowstorm. Remember in March?
Yeah. So she's
so she'll get her raise in March, January, and her step in March.
Yeah.
We're still budgeting.
The thing is, with her, because we're trying to get these people paired out a little bit. I mean, she was going to make, again, we weren't going to get totally into percentages, but at 1971 is going to be her percentage. We were looking to put her at even a little bit less than 3%. So
it's not going to be perfect. And
no, I
give me a fucking break about a couple.
But what this does is it fixes all the new hires moving forward.
Right.
So at some point, everyone's going to phase out. We'll be on the right schedule with everything that hires new.
Right. So we give it, then we can still put her right.
We fix our
starting point.
The
highlight is at
1959,
and then she's going to get the next bump. She'll be up to 2002, which is fine. It's going to exceed it. And that's, you know, everybody don't have to start out of the block box
right.
at you know exactly 3%. I think
right.
What we're saying. Once we slot them in here, whatever that starts them out at. And then they're still going to get a nice bump again anyway during the
year. During the year.
Right. So they're going to get even more than a 3%.
Right.
And ultimately, they're going to get
right.
probably a 6%.
Yeah.
Okay.
The family formula's been working for the county for a long time.
Right.
And the school district.
And the
school district. Any type,
yeah.
any,
what's that?
Any,
yeah.
any,
yeah.
any public employment.
Yeah.
This doesn't exist in New York. Private sector. Any public employee, because this does not exist in the private sector.
You're too big.
Yeah.
Right. Private sector, you just get a number.
Correct.
And they tell you what the number is.
What also doesn't exist in the public sector, except I think here in Catskill, is that it's a given that everybody gets a 3% raise. I went plenty of years with a 2%
well,
or 2.5%.
We've done years on the board without raising
at 2%.
Right. So why are we always at 3%?
We're not. We've done
not.
There was a couple years we didn't do any raises.
Right. I mean, what you'll hear from on the employee side is the you know the cost of living went up 8 whatever percent. But again, hopefully we get a 0 in there, and then next year we can still do that 3%. So it should average out. But then at least we'll have to, as a group, say, hey, wait a minute. You know, if it continued on that way, then we might have to make an adjustment. Otherwise, everybody's standard of living is going to go, which mine did over 34 years. It went down. I'll be honest. It happens, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean it's great. So how do you want to try to work the numbers we have and slot people in here?
Yeah, so basically, you would just have to figure out the additional step costs, because everyone's getting the 3%. Then you just have to figure out how to get on top of that, whatever the step
like
costs.
Right, for whatever month it starts and end of the year.
We could, to make it simpler for
or
people,
just do it all.
I mean, in the end, it's going to be a beneficial thing for the employee, especially because it's going through the step process.
Right.
Those individuals will catch up quickly to this 8%, really. Where somebody that's on the max end, they're stepped out. So they're making just their 3%, which would be he's about the only what happened with Audrey here? Because this is a new device system. So Audrey's really got a couple steps off. But she'll be right up there then. After that.
I'm curious what
you mean.
But then we can always talk about doing long
distance stuff like that.
Right.
For 10 or 12 years, you know what I mean? Now I think this is a good start.
Right. It's
think we should, look a little bit on the yellow that we got if we're gonna do the steps, you know, bits.
Yeah, it's almost like you start them a step below to start the year, and then
Right, because like the one that we talked about was a little bit over. But we stepped one close to their ass.
Or
so depending on what anniversary
date
is, they're going to get their ass possibly in a couple of months. So we could just finesse a couple of those in the yellow if you want to.
Or just calculate it on a full year, and then you have a surplus.
Goes to fund balance.
You basically throw the whole step for the year in there when you're doing your budgeting, and then you have the fund balance again.
So you want us just to finesse a couple of them?
Whatever makes it the easiest for Kirsten to figure out.
You know, from when we were talking about the ask and what they wanted, I think that might be a little... Again, it's minuscule. It's not minuscule, it's still a big... Just to keep everybody kind of as an employee-to-employee type of thing. Okay. So like I say, George is gonna he's gonna max out where he is, so maybe it's 3%. So I mean I think we should try it. See, is that gonna be real difficult for you to work the budget on that, Kirsten?
No.
Okay. We'll just touch base a little bit with a couple of them tomorrow.
And I just think that moving forward with hires, we really have to talk about experience and job likeness from where they're coming with where they're placed. Because if you don't have any experience, you're a step one.
Well, I think with this new pay scale, you'll already start at step one anyway.
No, not if they have experience.
I use an example. If we had an XYZ code officer come in here that had, if we had an opening and somebody had 10 years of experience and worked for another town, that, So that person, if they got 10 years of experience, it comes with...
No.
Well, it's like
our new
cemetery.
You're not going to recruit someone. Does everybody in the county come in step one?
This is mine.
Everybody come in the county in step one. All right, so just to go over the sheet, I mean, if everybody kind of will look at it. So if Henry, we were looking to do him at 16. If somebody happens to come in as a seasonal laborer this year, they're $15 an hour. That's the way that's got to be. And we still got the other position. That's the other thing. We started talking about 17 to recruit somebody in 20. So we, We didn't.
You did.
On the chart? Oh, this is. No good?
It's public information.
It's public, right. It's on see through
New York. You go to see through New York, you can see whatever. I can see what you made as a principal.
So can I, and I can cry now that I've retired. All right, the assessors, we got that staying the same. Case Keel staying the same. No changes. Senior Center, we slotted that one in. Code enforcement clerk, we kept that. just a little bit bumped up because we started that first, that individual on the high level, so they're just a little under 3%. Same thing for the assessor. We kind of slotted them in a little bit higher. Court clerks, we kind of slotted them in so that way they got a little room to grow and they're still not outside of their growth factor. And what else did we do? I mean, we talk about salaries with everybody else. I mean, the other one is code pay. I mean, that's a big difference off the ask. So should we have a conversation with that? For, you know, we're going to make an executive decision down there. Are we going to sit down and talk to individuals that had an ask that are considerably different than what we're deciding on? So how do you want to handle that as an HR?
No different than what we do every day.
No.
Okay. That's what we do every day. They ask for the moon and we tell them.
Well, I want to get out of the ask business as much as we can. I mean, that's your expectation. If that's your scale.
Right, well, this is what this chart's going to do.
It's going to do it for you. Then if
you don't like it,
then you either got to come talk to somebody else to tell us you got to sell yourself, right, or you got to find another job.
Right.
And that could be, you know, that we'll see how that works out. Same thing with the assessor, clerk finance. I mean, there's still room, you know, we in that situation. So, you know, that job, which is, you know, here's, that's over her ask now. Long term, I did talk to HR about it. I mean, we don't have to do it this year because there's room in that number if we're going to do that. But the other possibility is down, which we have open in number 9, if we want to slot that position up a grade. It doesn't have to happen right now this year because we're here, but it's something we should look at in the future. Like I said, I think that job's worth more than what we're paying for it. It really isn't.
That's why I said, I don't know why.
So I mean, we don't have to do that tonight, but I'd like to, you know, even if it's, you know, before next year, we should.
Wouldn't we agree on the other line? Did we go up?
We went up to it. We're going to drop that back down on the stipend for, you know, the HR work. We were at 5.
Oh, dropping it back down to.
We went to 7, and I did have that discussion today, and it's okay to bring that down to 5 because we're going up over the ask on the job.
It's just not we're going, but that's the grade that she's at. So we're not going above the X. We're just, that's the grade she's sliding into.
Right, that's where we passed. I guess that's where we're finding where the values are of what we think the experience and the job workload that entails. And I did talk to Ronnie about what a comptroller, even though we're not in the title of comptroller, but in most other communities they enable, you know, more than an assessor. We do have one.
No, we did have one.
We do now, too. Just not by title.
Right. We have one by title.
And that open. So that's what we got to look at. So I think we're through that pretty good.
So do we need anything tomorrow? Yeah, we can start with health insurance.
We don't need, we're done, right? Can I answer the health insurance?
You tell me.
You want to keep hacking it through?
What else we got left?
We got to deal with health insurance.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm okay.
So what are we doing with health insurance stuff? Because we don't have the union contract to negotiate.
Well, we need to know where we want to start to negotiate at, right?
Well, if we're going to make a motion, I mean, as long as we know that we can get a consensus even without a vote or what we want to change.
I personally think it's too late in the year to change insurance carriers on employees. We should have, if we were thinking about changing it, we should have done it when open enrollment started in August.
Yeah, but we didn't know the rates were going to be.
We never cut up, so we should be thinking about changing next year.
That's
not now. I will not vote to change insurance coverage for them.
Well, they would change in January and it was open enrollment.
It doesn't matter. It's still, you're giving people 2 months to go out to see if their providers are
covered
par. It's not fair.
I mean, my open enrollment in the post office hasn't even started yet.
It's not fair to give them 2 months.
We're never going to be different.
Well, the problem is
because the rates are changing. We're never going to know our rates. We're never going to know our rate until.
Yeah, I think that's just how it works usually.
It is.
That again, that may be how it works in maybe they'll be okay with changing it, but giving them 2 months' notice, I'm not okay with that.
I mean, because that, so right now, that's going to get pushed back from unions. In the negotiations, changing without.
Maybe not.
Well, I mean, changing, I mean, if we were going to change, which I had more than I can handle today, I mean, I want to call Dan Shuddick up to talk to the union representative and get his opinion on it. One that we should change, because we only got three people in it, Jared's one, and I don't know
who. I plan on changing the CDPHP.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that's going to be not the, I mean, that's a no-brainer, and if we're worried about the employee, which we should be, and more importantly...
We have, don't say if we're worried, we have to be worried about the employee.
I am worried about the employee, because I would sell, to me, it's about getting the right plan for the employee. I would never, and I've had this conversation with a lot of people, think, I'm not here to save money on an insurance plan.
Because this happened 7 years ago, and it was a nightmare.
But again, I'm not here to change an insurance plan for money.
Well, we're not changing the retiree insurance.
Right, right. That's the best starts in
that was the biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
But I still say you're going to have a heck of a fight trying to get the highway to retire.
So shouldn't it be that you talk to the insurance companies, you see what the options are, that goes to the different unions, and then... During negotiations, as of open enrollment, these will be the choices. Is that something that they'll agree to?
Open
enrollment. In the again, nobody wants to be told what they're going to do. I mean, that's why I always liked options, right? I mean, before we had one plan and nobody had an option.
Right.
Talk to Marshall and Sterling, we're like the only municipality out there that offers a choice on health insurance. So we've done better there. Not worse. So maybe you get, you know, so, I mean, they would like you to stay in one lane and say this is your plan. But the one plan sometimes doesn't work for everybody either, and I get that. But Benistar is weak. And nobody wants to stay in there. So that change, I mean, I don't know who the two other people are without asking Kirsten.
You mean Highmark.
Highmark.
Not Benistar. Highmark.
Highmark. That's a no-brainer to switch that over to MVP because it's the same, if not better, coverage, and that all the reimbursements change. I mean, if you want to talk to... I don't care if we change it. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. But I think people are going to change. In the end, that's a benefit for the... You know, it's not a detriment to the...
I think so. I was going to switch to the CDPHP people, but I don't know if we're going to have that or...
I'm inclined, thank you, but that's why we're having a conversation. Personally, I'm actually inclined to stay with the CDPHP because I don't want to have turmoil with the employees out there and make that change. I'll say that for this year. Next year, because what can happen, we can say, okay, everybody's going to shift out of CDPHP, and then all of a sudden MVP goes up, and then we're right back to where we are next year.
Correct.
And we have less turmoil. And I've had that conversation just as I told it. You know, it's about not creating anxiety.
I mean, the elephant
but
the
we should still have to talk.
The elephant in the room is the most expensive one. Is that
not sure.
That's the elephant in the room.
That's the elephant in the room.
That, not this. I mean, we're talking to swing on this. If you did the whole thing, it's 34. I think, I mean, if everybody switched to the MVP plan, I think it's a $15,000 swing. So that's what you for $15,000, you want to go through all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff. With and then with the situation next year, it can change. But again, we're never going to know until late October what that change. We're never going to say to somebody in July, here's your plan. You know, that we can tell what the plan is, but we're not going to be able to tell what the fee is.
Right. We don't know what the fee is. Say the town is going to be opening negotiations looking at different insurance companies.
Right.
To give people a heads up before the end of the year.
And
we say which three companies.
And I can even say, I can come up with the insurance. If they want it, they can have it. They don't. It's really about what's right.
So if we want to change, I say we stick with what we got. Well, obviously, we'd probably get everybody out of the loop at Highmark. And then for next year, we plan forward, unless we can get the
people
to agree.
I would like to identify people that are in Blue Cross Blue Shield to see if they like it.
Well, I'm one that has it, and it's going downhill.
I got it.
Light and day compared to last year versus this year. They don't cover half the stuff that it was before it was Highmark.
Never even heard of Highmark.
Yeah, it's a subsidiary of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Like Mark used a new.
It was much better
than Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield.
So I have Blue Cross Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO.
So we had Empire last year. Was much better than Highmark this year.
And Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO will give you.
We switched the insurance.
We didn't switch the insurance. What happened? They did an internal switch.
Right.
But what happened on our end is that if you were part of that plan, you needed to submit your own bills to the provider. The provider didn't submit to the insurance company. You were responsible for submitting to the bills. Then you would get the money, and then you would have to pay your provider.
It's like having a flexible spending account. You got your receipts, you got to set them somewhere,
right.
And then maybe in a month and a half.
Get approval, and then you would get right
there. Right. Yeah. You know, I was too nervous to switch.
Which one?
The total outside or inside. I don't understand if it was 242, it's the same damn number. 72520.
So the village should have went down 100,000 because we tacked on 100,000 there.
Right. Then we took out of the D, which is
100,000. See, I was already in this one.
Right.
This is the same. This is the same fund balance. Right here. 197. What the hell's going on there? So that's the last changes we made. It was up here.
This one here.
Right, you're talking about your outside rate of the village?
Both, either or. I mean, they really.
They're different. So when you were at the 147 before you increased it to 197,
yeah.
The outside was 7.3750.
See, this
so it was an increase of 30, a change of 38 cents. So now you're down to 7.2520. So it's.
Yeah.
Increasing at 0.26 cents.
You see what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, it doesn't seem like it was a, you know what I mean?
Oh, a huge change?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's only
but it is. Look where you started. You were at 84 cents.
Yeah.
And now you went to 20,
yeah.
26
cents. From the original one.
Yeah.
So
$26 on a $100,000 house.
Right. Which is low. We went from 625 down to 477.
I think we should come. You want to look at this tomorrow just to vote on it? We got to vote on it before we submit it.
You need to move your tentative into your preliminary and schedule a public hearing. So that's your next step once you are comfortable with this.
We have to vote to move that over, correct?
You do, right. Right. So then notice goes in the paper. No changes can be made until after your public hearing and before adoption.
Hearing, or do you want to just you want to look at it tomorrow? And I don't know if my torch.
When you adopt your tentative as preliminary, you cannot make any changes until after the public hearing, and then before final adoption.
Would it be worth coming in just tomorrow after Kirsten gets it all together and have my torch you look at it before we put it out?
No, because if we have to make any changes, we'll just make it after the public hearing.
I mean, but we got to add the wages in that anyway, so we might be up to that 2%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, from 1.52 to 2%.
I mean, it's not, I don't like to make a lot of changes to that. Well, I mean,
there's not big changes anyway. It's going to be just payroll. The insurance is in as
I think. I think once we add the wages and the health insurance, we're going to be. That's
going to
be
it. Well,
health insurance is in there.
So you want to make all those changes before you go into preliminary.
That's what I was
Yes. Yeah.
You agree with that, right, Lee? Yeah.
I do too.
So we should have a meeting tomorrow.
We should have a meeting tomorrow. We just, you know, we're not going to hash too much over. We look at
Kirsten wants to know if she can go home. Do you want her back in to do the wages or?
No, she'd never go home.
Okay.
Oh, I thought she went home.
No, she didn't want to be here discussing wages. Right, exactly.
I did too. I just said goodnight.
So she will let her pick this. Listen, we feel kind of bad. Yeah,
really?
She doesn't want to be here for another
day. Oh, yeah, but I thought she went home. I wouldn't sit when she left.
I think we should just meet briefly tomorrow. What time are we scheduled?
6 o'clock.
I think, you know, we don't have to hash it over much tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Meeting tomorrow. Okay.
What we did talk about, too, is, how about this zoning board or planning board thing? We did talk, I forgot about that, too. We have to wait another couple of weeks. Because we can't do that tomorrow, right? Because that's just for a budget.
No, we have to do it tonight.
Correct. You're in your committee meeting. You can still go into an executive session if you want to.
Where's Jared? Let's go back and into first personal matter. Okay. Right?
Get it done.
Absolutely. We got working things about. Oh, Jared, don't do that. We're going into the executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
Who's make the motion?
Seconded by Jared.
Okay. Is there going to be any other business discussed after your executive session?
Yes.
Okay.